I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager about Art Week. It's underway this week in Marquette, and here's more about what's going on with Tina Harris.
The DDA in city used to have an art stroll, an annual art stroll. And about 8 years ago, there was a transition. The art stroll stopped for a few years and people wanted it back. And the Arts and Culture Advisory Committee is like, we need to do the art stroll again. But it's a lot of work for one night.
Sure.
And so what if we did it for a week? What if it was in the summer? And then things just snowball because people in this community love to make things happen and collaborate and partner. So Art Week was born, and now you know, people are already talking about what we're going to do next year, and we haven't even gotten through the week. I'm like, okay, I know you want to do that great project. Let's get through this week, and we'll talk about next year.
Well, one of the things I've always enjoyed about it since it's gotten back into going is that when you hear Art Week, I think a lot of times maybe people have that misconception of, oh, it's, you know, it's paintings, it's sculptures, and that sort of thing. But this encompasses all kinds of creative arts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the not only the visual, but the performing arts, the literary arts, and that's really wonderful, like tonight with the Poetry on the Steps, the library. It's the Marquette Poet Circle, but they've collaborated with artists. There's a lot of collaboration. Or Tamama Dance Company on the Art Stroll, they're going to have a pop-up performance that's inspired by the Piet Mondrian mural that went up on the garage next to 3rd Street Bagel.
Right. So, you know, that's what's kind of going on, too, is yeah. There's these sort of like public art in the sense of, you know, that the public can see these things where people are putting things up on their buildings, on their doors and whatnot. And the galleries are even getting involved.
Yeah. I think that there's it's a Piet Mondrian inspired. He was a Dutch abstract artist that liked primary colors. And so it doesn't take much paint to make something look pretty beautiful. So that garage has been transformed. But there's other projects in the plan. There's a mural going up on Ohio and 3rd Street in August that everyone's going to be. Now people are already talking about what other murals they want. So Art Week not only happens during the week, but I think it inspires things to happen throughout the year. So you'll see that the DDA did another great job with their Rosewood Walkway. We have this enchanted forest, you know, really bright colors.
That's become a very popular thing. Now, this is the third year of them doing that. And this is the walkway there off of basically Front Street down to Lakeshore. You can't miss it if you go by it. I mean, it's the Rosewood Walkway, but there's been these presentations put there for the last several years. And then the art stroll is happening. There's actually an opportunity to do that. When is that going on?
So Art Stroll is Thursday, and so that's a marquee event, and that's from 4 to 7. It starts off at Jim's Music at 3 o'clock. They're doing kind of a pre-art stroll bash. And then from 4 to 7, if you're at the very end of 3rd Street by Jim's Music, or you start at Beth Milner's in the Co-op, you can go all the way down 3rd, Barriga, Spring, and there's about 40 artist receptions. So choose your path wisely. And I'm sure those artist receptions will go on past 7, but it all culminates into a city band concert at the Commons.
In the studio with us is Tina Harris, the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. We're talking about Art Week. It's going on this week in the City of Marquette. You know, Tina, we talked about, you know, you've got all these different things going on, different locations all day, you know, afternoon, evening, music and art and all of these. But there's a couple of particular marquee events, including one for an opportunity for folks to get outside and be creative. What's that?
Get outside and be creative. Well, we've been doing some community art projects, but Wednesday, tomorrow, there's a street piano. We're bringing an upright piano to Washington Street. And you see in the city, sometimes people paint pianos and play them. So join me tomorrow, Wednesday, all day. I will be on Washington Street. You can paint the piano, and then it's up to play for the rest of the week. So that'll be kind of cool. And then on Friday, we have this, our Fresh Coast Plein Air Painting Festival, which means just to paint outdoors. And so it's kind of fun because you can go watch artists paint. Mm-hmm. You can paint yourself. There's a dusk to dark competition on Friday night from 5 to 8 at the Presque Isle. And then the next day, painters can paint anywhere within the community. Mm-hmm. And the very last, on Saturday, it culminates into a community barbecue at the Pavilion. It's free for everybody. You get to come see the paintings that were made throughout the day and vote on your favorite.
You know, this is one of these weeks here where there's so many different things going on that it's almost impossible to say, you know, what's going on, when and where and everything like that, because there is so much going on. But you have information for folks that are interested. How can they find out the full schedule of events and activities?
Yeah, We have an amazing online calendar in our community called Marquette 365, and we're continually up to update it, especially for the art stroll, because there's businesses that have added. The Ramada Inn is not on the actual stroll, but you'll see it on the online calendar. So make sure you go to Marquette 365, plug in Art Week. You can see everything that's there. Also, there's Art Week logos in store businesses' windows, and if you see one of those logos, they should have a program for you. You can also call us at 228-0472. We have shortened office hours this week, but we are checking our messages. So the calendar, the 365 is the best way.
That's Tina Harris, the City of Marquette's Arts and Culture Manager. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.